The following shiur has been presented by Rav Tzvi Ralbag, Rav of Beis Ephraim, Woodmere, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel introduces one of the Shomrim being a Shoyel. The concept of a Shoyel, a Shomer who has the right to use the Pikadoin, and because of that, he is Chayev Boinsin. Whatever happens to the chafetz, to the object, the shoyel is responsible. The Gemara also discusses, on Daf Mem Gimel, that if the price of the pikadon goes up while it was under the watch of the shomer, so if he was shaleach yad, if he used it for himself, he's chayef to pay, obviously, even the higher price of the chafetz. There's an interesting shaila, which comes up a lot, which is discussed by the poskim. If someone is a shoyel, someone borrows an item from someone else, let's say he borrows a vase, you come home Friday afternoon, you bring flowers, and you realize you have no vase. So you go to your friend, to your neighbor, and you say, could I borrow your vase? I need to put my flowers in the vase. And he gives you a vase, you borrow it, and on Shabbos an oinus happens. Something happens, unexpected, and the vase breaks. You go back to your neighbor, you say, listen, I'm a shoyel, I borrowed it, I'm chayv boinsin, here is the $50 for the vase that broke. So the person that you borrowed it from says, no, you don't understand. This vase is not just a regular vase, this is an expensive heirloom, it's an antique vase, it's $1,000 vase, you owe me the full $1,000. So the shoyel, the one who borrowed it, says, wait a second, I had no idea, to me it looked like a regular vase. I'm only ready to pay you whatever I thought it was worth, I thought it was a regular vase. The question is, how much is a shoyel chayef to pay? Is a shoyel chayef to pay the value, the full value of the item that he borrowed? Only is he chayef to pay, not the full value, only what he thought the value was. Whatever he thought, it's a regular vase, it looked like a regular vase, the regilus. Whatever he thinks the vase is worth. What's the chiyuv of a shoyel? So the truth is, this is an old machlekes. The Motche, in the Hakoines in Bava Kamma, Ois Reish Zayin, has a similar question. His question is, Ruvein Shoshal Sayef Mishimoin, Shoyeloi B'mashkin Me'akum. Ruvein borrows a sword from Shimoin. And then when he's chayef to pay because the sword gets lost or gets stolen or an oinus happens. Shoyel mimenu momen harbe ba'at shasayef sha'avdoi. And the Shimon tells him, you want to pay me for the sword? It's a very expensive sword. It's an antique sword. You owe me a lot of money. Va'shoyel. And Reuven tells him, lo yoda shayasayef yoko. He had no idea it was an expensive sword, and therefore, how could I pay this much? I didn't think when I borrowed it, my shmira, my Kabbalah shmira, what I accepted upon myself was only the price of a simple sword. Says the Mordechai, Motzi oma nitirusa desayev yoko lo kabalti olai. Then the shoyel, the one who borrowed, can say, I only accepted upon myself to watch and to be achroi, to be responsible for einsin, only the price of a regular sword. This expensive sword, desayev yoko, I did not accept upon myself, and I'm not chayef to pay. The raya that the Motche brings is from a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Omar Rove, Hanoisein Dino Zohov Leisho, Va'omar Lo Hizori Boshel Kesefi. If you give a golden coin to a woman to watch, and you tell her the reason why the Gemara picks a woman, because presumably in those times she wasn't that aware, women were not that aware of coins, what they didn't go out as much. So you give somebody, a woman, a gold coin, and you tell her, be careful, it's an expensive silver coin. Posha boy, the Gemara says, if she was poisheya, if she was negligent, and she's chayef to pay as a shoymel, mishalemes shel kesef. All she has to pay is the value of a silver coin, even though it was a gold coin that she was watching. The omole, because she can say, nitirusa de kaspo kabilis olai, nitirusa de dahava le kabil olai. because she can say, I only took upon myself the shmira, the netirusa, the watching of a silver coin, because that's what you told me, netirusa da havala kabila salai. I did not accept upon myself the value of a gold coin, because I had no idea. So the motre brings her ayah. So you see, that since she, even though it was a gold coin, but since she thought it was a silver coin, and it, to her, and it looked like a silver coin, therefore she's only chayef to pay what the regilus, only what she was mekabel shmira, she thought it was a silver coin, more than that, you're not mechayef to pay. Comes along the Yamsha Shleimer, and the Yamsha Shleimer in Bava Kama as well argues, and he says no. On the contrary, a person, when they mekabel shmira, they mekabel shmira on the full value of the chayfetz. And therefore, in this case, by the sword, since the sword is an expensive sword, you mechuyev to pay the full value of the sword. I, the Gemara, Bava Kama, the Gemara says over there, that if he tells it's a silver coin, even though it's a gold coin, you only chayev shmira, only what you thought it was, which was silver, because he told her it was silver. The reason why over there you only chayef to pay the regilus, you only chayef to pay what the Kabbalah Shmira was on, because there he told her, by the way, it's a silver coin. So since he tells it's a silver coin, it's like an agreement they made with each other. You're only going to be chayef on the lesser amount. But really, says the Yamshel Shleimer, when a person is mekabel shmira, he's mekabel shmira on the full value of the chayfetz. The Shach, however, agrees with the Hagos Motcha. He argues in the Yamsha Shleimer. And he says no. He says, over there, the reason why the man said, be careful, it's a silver coin, is because the man knew that if you tell her it's a gold coin, then she would not be mekabel shmira. So that's why he told her it's a silver coin. But she knew very well over there, says the Shach, that it could have been possibly a more expensive coin. And nevertheless, even though she knew it could have been a more expensive coin, she only is chayef to pay the lesser amount. Says the Shach, why? Even though she knew it could have been more expensive, because since the regilus, it looks like a silver coin, and she thought it was a silver coin, even though possibly she could have entertained it was a more expensive coin, you only chayev what the Kabbalah Shmira is on. You only chayev what the Regilus, what it looks like, what it seems to be. So we have seem to have over here a Machloikus, the Yamshel Shleimer, and the Shach. The Yamshel Shleimer says that no, when a person is Mekabel Shmira, he's Mekabel Shmira on the full value of a Chayfetz. Whether it looks cheap, it doesn't look cheap, it's irrelevant. Whatever you think is irrelevant, the bottom line is, how much is this chayfetz worth? That is what you're chayev on. The full value of the chayfetz. And therefore, by the sword, even though you thought it might be a cheap sword, or by the vase in our story, you thought it might be a neighbor's cheap vase, it doesn't make a difference. You're mekabel shmira, you're chayev on the full value. Masha'en came to Shacholt, no. That we don't look at the full value of the chayfetz be'etzem that you borrowed. Rather, you look on the regilus. What is it usual? When you borrow a sword, usually this type of sword is a cheap sword. I don't have to know that it might be an expensive sword. That is all that I am mekabel upon myself. When I go to a neighbor and ask for a vase, and he gives me a vase, I think it's a regular $50 vase, I don't have to know that it's an expensive item. And therefore, I'm mekabel upon myself only the regilus. Not the shavius, only what usually I would think it's worth. So we seem to have a machlekes between the Shach and the Yamsha Shleimer, how to pass. Comes along the Ktzais, in Simen Reish Tzadi Aleph, Sifkot and Dalet, and the Ktzais says, that wait a second. L'choyre, the Shach is right. Why? Because clearly in that Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara is mechalek. The Gemara says there's a difference between shomer and a mazik. The Gemara says in that same case where a person gives a woman a gold coin and he tells her, by the way, it's a silver coin and presumably it looks like a silver coin. And she goes and she's mazik the coin. She goes and she destroys it and throws it down the toilet. There the Gemara says clearly, Hezika Mishalemes Mashi Zika. If she damages the coin, she's chayv to pay the full amount. Now, why? Because the value of the coin is a gold coin. So when you damage it, you chayv to pay the full amount. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that if you're only negligent, do you a poishaya, or any other chiyuv of a shomer, you chayv the lesser amount. Clearly, there is a difference between mazik and between shomer. Says the Tzais, what is the difference? Because mazik, you chayv to pay because the Torah tells you you have to pay. So therefore, it's irrelevant what you thought it was. There, it's be'etzim. What is this chayfetz worth? How much was I mazik? There, you pay the full amount. Masha'en came by shmira, says the Tzais. Since a shomer is really an agreement between both sides, it's a heskem dutz dadi, like they say. It's an agreement between the mafkid and the nifkant. Therefore, says the Tzais, since it was agreed upon, or it looked like a cheaper coin, or like a cheap sword, or like a cheap vase, there was not more of a Kabbalah Shemira, only on the cheaper amount. Since Shemira, the chiyuv of Shemira, is my Kabbalah Shemira, it's my Kabbalah Sachayis, is what I accept upon myself, the agreement between the two of us, clearly I'm not chayv to pay more than my agreement was. And since I did not know at the time it was an expensive sword or an expensive coin or expensive vase, I'm not chayiv to pay more than the Kabbalah, the Heskem, the agreement between the two of us. And L'chayre, the Shach is right. And therefore, says the Ksois, it would seem to be that if you go and you borrow a vase or a sword, and it turns out it's an expensive sword, since you did not know and you had no way of knowing it, it looked like a cheap sword or a cheap vase, you're not chayiv to pay be'oinsin as a shoyel, only on what you thought it was. That is the extent of your Kabbalah's Shmira. Comes along the Tzais and says no. That perhaps the Yamsha Shleima is correct for a different reason. What's a Svara? He says like this. Because we know from the Gemara that a Shoyel is Chayev Ayukra. That if I borrow a Chayfetz from a person, and while I borrowed it, at the beginning when I borrowed it, it was worth $10. And while I was having it, the price shot up, it was a commodity, and it shot up to $1,000, something which I could have never expected it to go up. Nevertheless, if something happens to the chayfetz, I'm chayev, a shoyel is chayev to pay, even if an oynes happens, the full amount. Even though it shot up to an amount that I did not expect, I'm chayev to pay. Why am I chayev to pay? If you tell me that a shoyel is only chayev because that's the Kabbalah Shmira, that's the agreement between both sides, so why are you chayev to pay if it goes up to an amount that you never expected? It's even more than an oynes. I never expected such a thing. Why am I chayev to pay the full amount? Clearly, says the Tzais, because that's what a shoyel is. That's what a shomer is. Because if I accept upon myself to pay the chayfetz, even if it goes up to a tremendous amount, something which I did not expect, that's part of my Kabbalah Shmira. If so, says the Tzais, what's the difference if after I borrowed it, it goes up a month later to $1,000? Or when I borrowed it, I thought it was $10, and really it was $1,000, it means it went up immediately to a tremendous amount, I'm also chayev to pay. Even if you say a shomer and a shoyel is chayev because of the Kabbalah Shmira, because what he accepts upon himself, but a fluctuation in price, even if it goes up to a tremendous amount, is part of the Kabbalah Shmira. Therefore, says the Tzais, there is no difference if the fluctuation happens at the end of the Shmira, or the fluctuation happens immediately. Immediately when I borrowed it, I thought it was only $10, and immediately it went up to $1,000 because I was mistaken. It wasn't a cheap sword, it was an expensive sword, it was an expensive vase. It doesn't make a difference. You're chayev in a fluctuation of value. You chayev if the price goes up even to a large amount, even if you are not mekabel that upon yourself, because that's part of the agreement of a shomer. And therefore, says the Tzais, the Yamsha Shleima is correct. And when you borrow a chayfetz from a person, even though it looked to you like a cheap chayfetz, something happens to it, you chayev the full amount, just like you're chayev the full amount that it's worth, just like you chayev on yukra, if it would have gone up, you chayev in the full amount. So too, if it didn't go up, and it was always an expensive vase, an expensive sword, you chayev the full amount, and the first paskins, like the Yamsha Shleimer. What's pshat in the shach? The shach clearly argues. And the shach holds no. That I'm only chayev to pay on what the chayfetz, what I thought the chayfetz is worth. Even though he agrees, the shach, that if it go up in value, I'm chayev to pay. What's the difference? The Ksais is right. If you chayev to pay if it went up in value, the yukra you chayev to pay no matter what, then why are you not chayev to pay if immediately it was a large amount and you did not know? So perhaps we can answer by understanding what is the chiyuv of a shoyel. Why is a shoyel chayev beyukra? Why, if it goes up in price, do we say that a shoyel is chayev to pay? Even the amount that it went up to, the fluctuation in value, the shoyel is chayev to pay. What's the reason? There are two ways of learning. Why is a shoyel chayev to pay? Either we can say that a shoyel is like a shomer. Meaning, just like a shomer is watching it for the original bailim, a shoyel is also borrowing it and using it from the original bailim. A shoyel is a shomer, a constant shoyel from the bailim, a constant shomer of the bailim. Just he's different than a regular shomer. A regular shomer doesn't use it, and the shoyel does use it. But the entire time of the she'ela, there is a shaychus, there's a connection between the owner, between the bailim, and the shoyel. The shoyel is constantly being shoyel from the bailim. Kol heicha de isa b'shusa de bailim isa. It's a constant relationship between the owner, between the bailim, and between the shoyel. And therefore, if it goes up in value, that means that the chayfetz of the owner went up in value, and the entire length of time, the shoyel is borrowing it from the owner. He is a relationship between him and the owner, and when it goes up in value, so then the shoyel is using this chayfetz from the owner after it went up in value as well. And therefore, if something happens to it, of course you have to pay. Because a shoyel is like a regular shoyel, and the entire time it was the chayfetz of the bailim. The chayfetz of the bailim went up to a tremendous amount, and all along at that time, the shoyel is again and again and again using it from the bailim. There's a constant relationship between the shoyel and the bailim. It's the constant renewal of this she'ela between the shoyel and the bailim. And therefore, if it goes up in price, it's the bailim's chayfetz that went up in price, and the shoyel is using the bailim's chayfetz which went up in price. Obviously, it's a constant hischayves, a constant responsibility, a constant chiyuv that the shoyel has to give towards the bailim, and therefore he pays the price that it went up. Or maybe there's another way of learning. No. A shoyel is not like a regular shoymer. A shoyel, the reason why, for example, a shoyel is chayev ba'oinsin, even though he couldn't have expected it, is because a shoyel is a kabolas achrayis. A shoyel, when he takes a chayfetz from the bailim, it's as if he makes an agreement with the bailim that I'm responsible to give you back this chayfetz. This vase that I borrowed from you, I'm responsible to give you back. And that's it. That's the extent of the relationship between the bailim and the shoyel. The second the shoyel borrows the chayfetz, he has like a kinyan shela. It's like he takes it for a time period. He tells the bailim, okay, it's my responsibility, it's my achrayis at this point to return you exactly this chayfetz. That's my responsibility. But that's where it ends. The entire time, it's not that the shoyel is using the bailim's chayfetz. He's like a shoymer for the bailim, and he's just borrowing it. But no, the she'ela happened in the beginning. That's where the kabbalas achrayis was. He takes upon himself, the shoyel takes upon himself, I'm going to give you back this chayfetz. And then he goes his own way. The relationship between the bailim and the shoyel is severed at that point. Why is the shoyel chayev to pay? Because in the beginning, when he took it, he promised the bailim, it was his responsibility, I'm a kabbal achrayis, and I'm going to give you back the exact same chayfetz. The reason why, if it goes up in price, the shoyel is chayev to pay, is because since he had to give back the exact same chafetz which he took in the beginning, now in order to give back the exact same chafetz, you have to pay a higher price. Because the chafetz went up. Not because the whole along it's been borrowing the Bailim's chafetz, and therefore the Bailim's chafetz went up in price. No. The Bailim's chafetz did not go up in price. But the shoyl has responsibility at the beginning to give back the exact same item. Since the exact same item went up in price now, the shoyl has no choice but to return a chafetz which cost X amount. Even though he didn't expect it, it doesn't make a difference. His responsibility is to return this exact same item. Today, this exact same item costs a lot of money. It's too bad. There's nothing he can do about it. His responsibility was on the chafetz. And since the responsibility was on the chafetz in the beginning of the shmirah, so therefore, he has to pay back that chafetz. Now it costs a lot of money. He has to spend a lot of money now in order to return that chafetz. So the reason why the shoyl is chayav to pay yukre if it goes up in price is not because the whole time it was the Bailim's chafetz which went up in price. No. But since the original chafetz, which the shoyl accepted upon himself, Kabbalah Zachrais, in the beginning, to return that exact same chafetz, today, in order to pay for this chafetz, he has to spend a lot of money. That was his original responsibility. Therefore, he has to find this chafetz at the higher price to pay it back, and that's where he has to pay the full value of the chafetz now. According to this, we can understand that's perhaps the machlokes between the Shach and the Yamshel Shleimer. The Yamshel Shleimer learns that the Chiyuv of a Shoyel is a constant Chiyuv, like the first way. The Yamshel Shleimer learns that a Shoyel is a Shoimer that's constantly using it from the Bailim. When the Chafetz goes up, it's the Chafetz of the Bailim that went up in price. And therefore, since the Shoyel is constantly using the Chafetz of the Bailim, that item went up in price, and now he's using an expensive item, he has to give back an expensive item. Therefore, says the Yamshel Shleimer, it's irrelevant, if that's the reason why you chayv b'yukra, so it's irrelevant whether you thought it was expensive, or you thought it was a cheap vas. Since at the end of the day, you are using the Bailim's Chafetz, you're constantly using the Bailim's Chafetz, therefore, even if it's you thought it was cheap, but you're using the Bailim's chafetz, and it's constantly the Bailim's chafetz that you are using, you have to pay the full value. Because that is what you're using. That is what your shmir is on. That's what your she'el is on. You have to pay the full value. Even if you had no idea it was that expensive, even if you had no idea it was an expensive vase, you have to pay the full amount. Because that is what you're using. However, says the Shach. The Shach says, no. I learn like the first way. I learn like the second way. The second way is that no, that a shoyl, the reason why he's chayiv b'yukra is because his original, his chayivus was to give back a chayivus. Now, in order to give back the chayivus, you have to pay a lot of money in order to return the chayivus. But what is your original his chayivus? Not more than a kabbalah sachayis on this chayivus. That's why you're chayiv to pay b'yukra. Ah, says the Shach. Yukra, you're going to be chayiv to pay. Why? Because since you have to give back this exact same chafetz, and now it costs a lot of money to give back this chafetz, even if you never expected it, it's too bad. Your kabbalah sachayis was on the chafetz. And now to buy back the chafetz costs a lot of money, a shoyl is chayiv to pay the full yukra at the time when the oynes happens. However, if at the time when you borrowed it, you did not know it was an expensive chafetz, at that time already it was an expensive chafetz, and you had no idea. At that time it was an expensive sword or an expensive vase. You had no idea. Your chiyuv achrayis is to give back this chafetz. You thought your chiyuv achrayis was only a cheap chafetz. The cheap chafetz that you have in front of you. A $50 chafetz. More than that, you never mekabel achrayis. If you never mekabel achrayis to give back this chafetz because it's not more than $50, then even if it turns out it's $1,000 at the time, you're not chayiv more than $50. Your kabbalah achrayis with this chafetz, and this chafetz is not worth more than $50. If it went up in price, so your kabbalah achrayis was on this chafetz went up in price, so then you have to give the full $1,000 because you have to pay back now the chafetz, and that chafetz cost $1,000. However, if at the time when you were kabbalah achrayis, when you said you're going to give back the chafetz, at that point you thought it was $50 and really it was $1,000, so you never mekabel achrayis more than the $50 chafetz, more than this cheap sword, this cheap vase that you borrowed from your friend. And therefore the Shach says, in such a case, you'd be potter, and you only have to give back the cheaper vase which you mekabel achrayis on. Halacha lemaisa, I would think that we paskin like the Yamsha Shloimeh, because the Ktzos seems to say that's the Iker, and therefore halacha lemaisa you probably would have to pay. Perhaps not, perhaps it's a question which is left for the Dayanim, perhaps the Muchzer can say that I hold like the Shach, and therefore I am not chayif to pay more than what I thought I was mekabel shmir on.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.